What's happening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages? Will Hayes, the habitual line stepper from The Smoke here. I just want to let you know about a dope podcast that we here at The Smoke have been listening to. It's called The Non-Experts Podcast, hosted by Romero and Chris. Basically, two dudes who have absolutely zero business telling other people what they think. But thank goodness that they do, because we get a fantastic journey into the nonsensical, the bizarre, and the funny side of popular culture. Definitely a podcast that we over here have been enjoying, especially the This Week in Florida segment, where they just take a headline from a Florida newspaper and they comment on it. And you know Florida, crazy as hell, something in their water. These two dudes from the Non-Experts Podcast, crazy as hell too. Funny as motherfucker too. The Non-Experts Podcast is on all your streaming platforms. I hope you enjoy it when you listen to them. Tell them that The Smoke sent you. We out.
This podcast is a Digital Diamond Network production.
Any of you radio personalities think you want smoke? Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
You are now tuned into the motherfucking greatest. I want all the smoke.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children above ages, you are now tuned into the world's most dangerous podcast. I forgot to go live on Twitch. We are going live on Twitch now. I want all the smoke. I got a message saying people are lost because they have no idea what episode we're on when they watch us or just listen because they don't look at the thing. They just click OK. So we're on episode 122. The I Want All the Smoke podcast. It's crazy numbers there. Crazy numbers. I know niggas that haven't seen their kids 122 times. We consistent as hell. So without...
Yeah.
I guess that wasn't funny. And without any further ado...
It was. No, it was good. I don't have source material. Yeah. Niggas so, don't see their kids.
Without any further ado...
What up? It's your boy Idol, a.k.a. T, a.k.a. Tinfoil Hat T.
T.
A.k.a. Big E. I only been there once, but they already call you man Mr. Vegas.
Nah, 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 nah. Kill him with the nose. Yeah, yeah.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Say it again for the niggas in the back.
A.K.A. Titty Boy, because I love them titties, boy.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Money Making Mitch, A.K.A. Trinitron Don, A.K.A. Swing Low,
nope.
Sweet Chariot.
You said, oh, nigga. You are a nigga. You are a nigga. I think that might get us banned from Twitch. You are a nigga. You got more? You got more?
Studio,
is this the remix?
Rapping lovely. Anyways, AKA 2 years older, two years wiser. AKA Greasy E. AKA 4D bringing you that 4 cam dimension. AKA Sugar Q Drip. AKA Where the Weed At. AKA the nigga that bring the bottle. The nigga that lead a bottle, reppin' that smoke, mind state to the line straight.
Rah.
Run up and get done up, nigga.
Don't make me have to raise your son up,
son
nigga.
Up, nigga. Yeah.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Black Juice, aka J Thaddeus, aka the Human Cohiba, aka where there's smoke, there's fire, aka maybe not this time, but definitely next time, yeah. Aka. Have another beer, buddy, a.k.a. Swing low, sweet sight. Don't call me a nigga.
You, sir, are a fine gentleman. And I guess I'm off today. I don't know. I haven't been drinking. And it's your boy, Will Hayes, a.k.a. the habitual line stepper, Willie Camozzi.
Murderer.
A.k.a. the aristocrats. We drinking with a pinkies up, toodaloo, motherfuckers.
Toodaloo, motherfuckers.
I'm drinking just on some water. It's not a sobriety thing. It's forgot to tell the wife to go past the liquor store on the way home thing.
Damn.
Drank up all my liquor yesterday. A.k.a. the mayor.
Hear ye, hear ye.
The ombudsman.
Town court. Yeah, the town court, nigga. The town court.
The town crier.
The redcoats are coming.
Town court, nigga.
Mr. Keystone himself. I am that pipeline. If you're wondering what the Keystone reference is, I am that pipeline.
I got that. I got that. But didn't Biden cancel the shit?
Yeah, he did. That's kind of messed up.
Oh, he just got cock blocked.
Yeah, a little bit. Swing. Illuminati Giuliani. AKA my mouth.
Truth is out there.
It's like a little bit of when you and Thaddeus do it at the same time, it's like a little bit of an echo, so it adds that more creepiness to it. It fucks me up. Yeah. AKA, so, I'm knocking on some doors and I'm knocking on some doers. I'm looking for some doors here. Will Hova's witness. AKA,
I just want to say that was hard, but if that comes out good, I actually did the ad lib like a second before I should to see if it actually would kick in when it should.
And it threw me off.
It's hard to do.
Man was on point, and I fucked it all the way up. AKA, my mouth is a curse, but my tongue is a blessing. If Shorty acts up, I'm a teacher a lesson. The Silver Tongue Gorilla.
Rah, rah.
There you go. See, we on point now. AKA.
Beware of the ramp sacks. I couldn't get it. Beware of the ramp sacks, right?
Beware of the ramp sacks. The Last Boy Scout, AKA, I bring the smoke in many flavors. Call me Mr.
Young
Chimney.
Shisha.
Harry Hooker. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good chopped up version of our AKAs. How's everybody living? Tell me about your weeks.
We alive.
Yeah. COVID free.
Survived another week. COVID free.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a good week, man. Just chilled out, some good games on a fucking weekend there.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you play? Football games.
Although I'm sad that my Saints lost.
Yep.
Fucking, is Tom Brady really, man? Fuck this nigga, man.
I was watching it, so I was watching the highlights because I was working. So I missed the game. So I'm watching the highlights. And for whatever reason, it completely slipped my mind that Brady was on Tampa Bay, right? And then I'm watching. I'm like, Tampa Bay beat the Saints. Da da da. And I turn around, and I'm like, I hear the interview, and I'm like, this nigga sound familiar. And I turn around, it's Tom Brady. I'm like, for real?
Exactly.
Just give this man his flowers. Call him the greatest of our generation, and let's keep it moving. I mean, I don't know why I hate Tom Brady so much. It definitely has to do with his record against the Raiders.
Man.
But he's not even in that division anymore, so I shouldn't hate on him anymore.
Yeah, but it's residual, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't just go away.
Hate takes
a minute to leave your heart. It's only been one season.
I'd say that, but when it comes to sports, a lot of LeBron haters that lived in L.A. loved the shit out of him now. Like, the next day, the trade was announced, and they had LeBron jerseys.
Well, okay, so if Tom Brady's on your team, well, then you might switch up, right? Like, but it's because you got to.
Makes sense.
That was like me with fucking Graham, Jimmy Graham. I hated his bitch ass till he was on our team for one season. Then I was like, play good, nigga. At least, like, you know, you can't wish for his downfall no more.
I mean, as a Raiders fan, we just cheer for anything and anything that happens. We win a game, we lose our playoff spot. And then we'd show highlights of when we made the playoffs. Like, from years ago, it was like, remember when we made the playoffs? Well, let's play Super Bowl 7 when we won that shit or whatever, which one it was, you know? Yeah, the Raiders was horrible.
And then Mahomes getting that fucking concussion, man. Almost had Cleveland beaten the Chiefs, which was crazy.
Yeah, but the backup quarterback came through.
Yeah, he did. And with a hard play, too. Like, they fucking, it was good. It was good. Yeah. So that was fun watching that all weekend, man. Other than that, I didn't really do too much, just the usual.
Cleveland beating the shit out of Pittsburgh was kind of weird.
It was, but Pittsburgh slid hard at the end there. Like, they were good at the beginning, and you don't want to be good at the beginning.
Yeah.
You want to be good at the ending.
Exactly. I mean, I checked it, and Cleveland was up 28-0. I'm like,
Yeah, we turned the game off. It was just like, oh, fuck, this is not even going to be competitive.
Yeah. What'd you get into, Thaddeus? What about you? What'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you do, Thad?
Fuck. Same thing I did last time.
Just day after day?
Try to take over the world, Pinky.
Yeah, by doing nothing.
but if you ain't doing nothing, why ain't you available till 5:15, nigga?
That's a good question. I mean, look at this. He's a hard-hitting question. It's like current affair. AKA current affair.
You asked me what I was doing last week, not what I was doing today.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Today I had some shit. Today.
So it isn't always day after day, is what you're saying.
It's basically the same shit, but I just see the shit I would do yesterday, I had to do it later today. So it was like.
Oh, okay. So it's like a wash.
Yeah.
New time, still same shit, though.
Yeah.
So, that looks like a jar of that sticky Iggy.
Yep.
Jar of sticky Iggy. My man's is set. That's a COVID relief pack right there.
Yo, COVID, all you need is a little nug for COVID. This is like days are good, and this is still a fucking relief pack.
Look at that.
It's taking you out of any day.
That's locked down.
Yeah.
You guys, any of you guys catch up or stay caught up with the MCU and what's going on with that or any of the shows or anything like that?
Which?
MCU.
Marvel. I didn't watch. Yeah, I didn't watch any of it, but I heard that WandaVision was good.
WandaVision was incredible.
Yeah, I heard that it was like real cerebral and shit.
Yeah. The wife and I watched it. And all throughout the thing, like, she must have been annoyed as fuck. Because I was, like, pointing out Easter eggs. And I was pausing it and trying to explain shit to her. And
she's like, nigga, just let me watch it.
I'm like, yo, did you hear that little message? Like, someone would say something. I'm like, yo, there's a double entendre on that. You understand how that is? She's like, babe, listen. First of all, I don't understand why I'm watching a sitcom with the red girl from Endgame. I thought the robot was dead. And I'm like, babe, just calm down. Let me explain some shit to you. What's going on? Da-da-da, right? But I think I watched more decoding videos on YouTube. Oh my goodness, I put more hours into that than I did the show.
Ever since before Watchmen or whatever.
Oh yeah, the Watchmen.
Doomsday Clock.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. I love Easter eggs, bro. I don't know what it is. I love Easter eggs in shows. But that's a good conversation because nobody else watched this.
No, I was gonna say that's dope. I didn't watch it though.
You gotta watch it.
So. But okay, so everything we talk about, man, Thaddy don't say shit. What do you do, Thaddy? I want to connect with you, man. I need to connect with you,
my
man.
Interest?
What do you do at home?
What are you into?
Like, goddamn.
I used to play
the music. Like, let's do some music reviews or something that I know that fucking all of us.
I legitimately just stare at a wall.
Okay, fair enough.
No, I'm joking. The few things that you guys are into that I don't really like, I'm against it, but I never got into is, I don't play video games because my mama would never buy me no video game console and I couldn't afford to get my first one until I was like 18, 19. Mm-hmm. And then when I got one, I sucked at everything. And it's like,
cause I had video game phases.
Yeah.
Like, there was a phase I wasn't fucking with video games because I was in the club. So, if you started playing videos in that phase, you'd have been like, ah, that's lame.
Yeah, right? I'm not going to start playing video games at, like, 18, 19. And comic books, I got a couple homeboys that are, like, really into that shit. And, like, I like listening to, but I don't know enough to even
You're not following it.
But when it comes to, when it comes to, like, the movies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love the Avengers.
All right.
Even though I don't really know all the nuance behind all the characters and all that, but it was entertaining enough for me. But other than that, like, they're not good enough movies to carry the story alone for me without knowing all the nuance, you know? Like, mm-hmm. So, like, where you guys might be like, oh, that's really dope because they talk about this and this, but I don't know that shit. So, like, those little things mean nothing to me when I'm watching the movie at face value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I apologize that you know.
Oh, no, you don't even. And to be honest, like, if you even ask Will, I'm behind on that shit because I didn't really watch the movies. Like, even though I, like, have the store and shit.
Man's had to run a marathon.
I've always just been more about comics for value.
Yo, but I do.
Than actually, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, word. So you got more into the story. That's crazy.
Like,
that's kind of like the opposite way of, like.
When it comes to the movies and shit, Will's pretty much telling me what's going on. Because I just don't watch them quick. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, on it as hard, but...
But I do remember, like, a year or two ago when you, like, set off on that quest to, like, conquer the entire...
Oh, the whole MCU.
That's crazy.
from front to
it
back.
It was dope. Yeah. It was dope, though. I did. You know what? And I'll say this even. You've probably seen a bunch of the movies, but, and I said this at the time. After watching them all, I really gained more of an appreciation for it because they're actually quite adult. Like, I don't know what I was expecting, but they were a lot better than I thought, right? Like, they were, it wasn't really cheesy. It had better, you know, I don't know. I didn't know what I expected, but
we are,
I just remember.
We are children of the 80s, so I'm pretty sure, like, just subconsciously, you probably half expected, like, what they gave us with Superman, too.
Exactly, right? Williams, like, I'm like, thinking this.
Cheesy and, you know?
Yeah, and then when I see it, I was like, oh, no, this is just real cinematic movie. Like, yeah. This is just a real movie with a good plot and all, you know, it wasn't too bad. Like, it surprised me, so.
And
No, but you know it's not really comic book that I love the shit out of, though, was that Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian, yep. Yeah.
So yeah, So I always get sunned about Star Wars because I'm not into that. So when I watch, that's why I understand exactly what you mean, Daddy, because I'll watch, like, certain Star Wars movies and like geeks at the store are just like, yo, that sucked. And I was like, it was okay. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was a fucking movie. I'm sorry that this character isn't supposed to get into the hyperspace four quadrant until fucking 689, but it's only 67. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know all the nuance.
I used to think
I'm
I was
just enjoying the shit as a movie.
I used to think I was a Star Wars nerd just because I dug the movies until I actually talked to Star Wars nerds. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm talking about now. Because I basically, my knowledge of Star Wars comes from the movies. And it's just like you said, like, I watched, like, the new three that came out, like, Rise of Skywalker and all those other ones. And everybody's like, oh, those were trash. And I'm like, those were fucking awesome. What are you talking about? They fought during a wave storm. Yeah, it was awesome as a movie. And they're like, just like you said, they're not supposed to, the continuity's off from the actual, if you think about the events. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I've never thought about Star Wars events. You know what I'm saying?
But then, at the store, there's a couple dudes who are hard, so they're just like talking about timelines and all that shit, right? Like, and I'm just like, I don't even know who was alive when who was alive, like. So,
that's like when I took Sassy to see when the new Star Wars came out. So the first time the new Star Wars came out, we went and watched it, and this girl embarrassed me as hell. She whispered really loud. Cause the dude took off his helmet and it was the brother under that, right? And she's like, I thought those guys were robots. And bro, like, through the whole thing, everybody's looking at us. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's taking us seriously. I'm like, how do you not know that a stormtrooper is a real person?
See, to be honest though, I think they were probably more in awe because they were just like, he's here with a real girl. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, I wish I had to sell you, sir. Aren't it?
That's why they were surprised. They were like, fuck. I see geeks forget the fucking history when girls come around. They're just like, Luke Skywalker was black? Yeah, I think I remember that movie.
Bro, you know what,
though? Please come over.
No lie. When I was streaming, sometimes I'll stream Among Us, and there's this, like, this Discord server, and it's like pure, like, they probably never get out their basement dudes, right? And then this one girl came on, like, from wherever, and it was just, like, a huge herb fest, bro. Like, everybody's, like, it was, like, you see, they're, like, you see her talking, attitudes, and then we get out, she's, like, you're not allowed to give side comments on this. Like, they're trying to message her, say, I'll fess up, I'll cover for you. And I'm, like, bro, just play the game. Like, you're really here simping.
In games, it's the worst. Like, bitches would log on one day and they already got, like, all the best vehicles because fucking dudes
people are just giving
it to them and shit. They're just like, don't even have to work for it.
Yo, niggas trick in video games?
Oh, hard.
Like, crazy. Because they have expendable money. They're probably like these hackers that have all this money from doing all this computer stuff, and they really don't have a real girlfriend to spend it on, so they'll just spend it on. Like, I really want to get Sassy into these Discord groups so I could capitalize. You know what I'm saying? Like, just get in there talking. She don't even need to send pictures.
Trying to take his
just get her talking.
Next
thing you know, they
should,
got to send her money, Bitcoin.
Because, you know, all you gotta do is jump on in one of the cosplays.
You know?
Like, I don't have any money for my sub next month. And all of a sudden, you be getting free subs, free fucking cards.
For
like,
real.
Like, even though, like, this one chick, man, and, you know, she's all right. Like, you know what I mean? She's not, like, done, but she works at, like, one of the post offices I'm at. She's like, yeah, someone gifted me Cyberpunk, blah, blah. I'm like, why? What? Like, holy fuck, dudes are just, like, simped hard. Like, you just gave the bitch a $70 game. Like,
for what? Like, damn. You're not even like, and it's like,
and what did they get out of it?
Nothing.
They get to chat
with her. Like, I don't even think, like,
cause... But I'll tell you this. It's the same principle as tricks in strip clubs.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that these girls are strippers. I'm saying they actually think that they're getting some sort of in. You know what I mean? Like, that maybe eventually.
Yo, you ever been in a strip club?
At the strip club, you get to see a naked chick. Like, I mean, I don't. Like, what do you get from.
Yeah.
But I meant more like, you know, the dudes at the strip club who really think the girls like them for real. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, and it's not even like, and it's not even like the ones like that are like, it's not like the, I guess in Alberta is different. Cause I got a story about when I got beat up in Surrey, BC for throwing money at a stripper. And I'm telling you, I got mollywhopped. But
really?
Oh,
but
yeah.
It wasn't money. It was coins.
Well, coins. Yeah. Coins. Yeah, because in Alberta, you do that
fucking
shit.
Right? But dollars are coins in this motherfucker.
Yeah, but you can't throw them. Alberta's the only province where you're allowed to generate a woman to that level where you're throwing coins at. Just
coin. Like,
first of all,
hard money at your crotch.
I'm not degenerate. Listen.
Would you let a bitch throw a toonie at your balls?
If you roll up a poster, nigga, listen. It was creepy. But if you roll up a poster in a cone,
right,
and make your pussy the target,
right,
then I'm not degenerating you. I'm playing the game. Right, I'm playing the game you set out.
100%. It's not your fault, but it's just, if you try to explain that to any other person outside of Alberta, they look at you like you're like,
a degenerate.
Here's a question. Let me finish real quick.
Hold on to the question to finish the statement. So, but the dudes that are like tricking, like gifting cyberpunk and stuff like that, compared to the strip club, it's not the dudes that are watching the naked women at the strip club. It's those girls that walk around in bikinis asking the dudes if they want to have a drink. And these dudes keep buying this girl drinks and tipping her for conversation in the club, or then they get a dance and then they come out in conversation and stuff like that. It's those dudes. Like,
it's terrible.
It's like going to the strip club with your homie and the stripper comes up and starts talking to your homie and your homie's like, yeah. And you're like, dog, no, she's not talking to you. Yeah, she's like, no, calm down.
She's not, yeah,
save your,
like,
money. Buy me a drink,
nowhere.
Nigga. But
you
know, yo.
Funny. I actually have a story like that. I went to Vegas. First time I went to Vegas, and then like my homeboy, I'm like, yo, let's go to the strip club to pregame, you know? And he's like, really? Because he like grew up in Vegas. I'm like, yeah, it'll be dope. He's just like, oh man, you kind of got to be like in the mood and like you got to be ready for that. Like, you can't. It's not something you just go.
It's a whole experience.
So I'm like, let's just go. He's like, okay, fine. So you get in there, and then like you just see like all these girls, and they're just like, you walk in and they're just like, hey, they're talking to you. I'm like, oh, I feel pretty good. You turn around, next one's like, hey, come here. Hey, come here. And then all of a sudden you realize you're just fucking like, by within like 10, 15 minutes, my eyes were glued to the floor. I wouldn't make eye contact with nothing. And I just wanted to get the fuck out of it.
You're just like, bombardment.
Yeah, you just realize, you're like, holy shit, they're just there to get that fucking money.
Get that paper.
But here's the question I got. And you know what? This might be easily answered. I just thought of this off the top of the head. So maybe even a quick definition lookup will swash this, but are you degenerating a woman if she is like inviting that? Is that still am I still being degenerative?
I think, yeah. So I think we had the word wrong. I was thinking about it. I got the word wrong first and everybody just ran with it. I think it's degrading.
Okay.
I got the word wrong and everybody ran with it. I appreciate both of y'all and I love both of y'all for just running with it and not fucking the nigga up. Y'all didn't bring the smoke on that one, but are you, if she's inviting it, I guess, even if they invited,
when you said it, I took it as you meant I was being a degenerate towards women.
Yeah. And I think that's, yeah, pretty, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah. You know what? That's what I meant. What are you talking about? That's what I meant.
That's 100%. Exactly. That's what I thought you meant. So I was like, well, and I know what you meant. Degrading or whatever masochistic. No, not masochistic. There's other words.
Macho.
Anyways, doesn't matter.
Toxic masculinity.
Chauvinist.
So in other words, if she asks you to throw loonies at her pussy, are you still being a degenerate or degrading by actually doing it when she asks?
Yeah. If I ask you to slap me in the mouth and you slap me in the mouth, did you still not assault me? Like, that's my whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Did I assault you?
You did. Like, technically, you assaulted me. I hit you. Which is a fuck.
But it wouldn't be. I'm just saying.
Hold on. Little man is all in your mic. Hold on. I couldn't hear nothing. It's all good. He asked a question. He got a question too. He wanted to go to the strippers.
Look, say hello, and then you gotta bounce.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
So here's the thing. When I look up, and this is my exact thing. Hello. When I look up assault,
yep.
Assault is the act of inflicting harm unwanted. So if you ask me to slap you in the mouth, then I hit you, yes.
Right,
but I didn't assault you, right? Like, if I flicked a loony at her pussy, I still did that.
Right.
But is it degrading if it's asked for? That's all I was asking.
I still think the act is degrading. Like, I was never the one, like, when I was younger, yeah, I was doing my thing. But the older I got, I'm like, nah, this ain't really, it's, the older you get, it doesn't feel right throwing loose change at a woman.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not making no real connection because I know I always get drizzed for enough shit. So I'm going to preface this by saying I want this gift.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
But when I saw that gift you got, that reminded me a little bit. Because remember when at the strip club, they like paint themselves up and like lay on a t-shirt and sell that motherfucker for like 50?
Yeah.
That's what kind of reminded me of.
I want one of those though. Should I bring it and show people on Twitch? Should I show people on the camera?
Well, I don't.
You
got to
show me because I don't know what the fuck y'all are just talking about.
There's nothing.
No, it's not bad.
Degrading about it. It's just a form.
I should like paint loonies on it. No. You two
discuss. now you just degraded.
Discuss amongst yourself. I'm gonna go grab it. Hold on.
All right. So, Daddy Man, I'm trying to connect with you. What else? Music? What do you do?
Let's get back to music
and trading? Like, is that it?
No. Hey, I'm definitely like music, trading, making money. That's definitely my alley.
I'm really
big into architecture and arts and shit like that.
Like fine art, like Monet's and like investable art, more so
like architecture and like visual kind of like I don't want to say sculpt like public art.
But architecture is dope. So have you ever planned to go to any like Rome or any place where the real motherfucking architecture is at? Or do you only like modern architecture?
No, 100% no. I mean, I do like modern architecture, but I went to one of the best places for architecture in the world is Chicago. I went there.
Okay.
My wife is an interior designer, so like...
Is that even rated better than like the Rome's of the... Because when I think of architecture, I think of like Rome with the fucking ceilings where like... Giuseppe took fucking 36 years to do a ceiling and shit.
Giuseppe.
I don't know, man. I'm probably getting this canceled and shit, but
it wasn't Leo. It was Michelangelo did the Sistine Chapel.
Oh yeah, and didn't it take him like years?
Yeah, he almost went blind because he was painting upside down and it dripped into his eyes. But even that's fine art, which is painting, which is different than the architecture. Like,
okay. So you would consider like, that architecture.
The painting itself, no, but the chapel itself was definitely architecture. Yeah. But that's like ancient architecture, which I definitely appreciate too. But I like the Chicago's of the world, which is kind of like this contemporary, not overtly modern, but like
it's like post postmodern, so like after Renaissance, yeah, postmodern.
Like so when like, you so like, when you say not overtly Chicago, modern.
Like Dubai has like crazy modern.
That's what I was about to say. Is that too modern? Like where there's holes in the buildings and shit?
Nah, I love that too. But I mean, that's not really my.
You like that? So Chicago's kind. I can't remember the name of it, but it's got a name. But it's like the 1920 style. It's the turn of century style architecture where they had like the big elaborate gargoyles and the big over like. I don't know the name of it.
Oh yeah, that's kind of like the Gothic style.
Yeah,
but I just like contempt like I like contemporary shit, like shit that's like of our time, mm-hmm. but not brand new. So like, and something that like will stand the test of time. So even like I appreciate the architecture in New York and Chicago more than I appreciate the architecture in Dubai, even though the Dubai architecture is way more elaborate.
And, yeah, like it's just extra.
And, yeah. But I wouldn't want to live in that. Like, I'd rather live in like a New York style than a Dubai style.
So like cool. You wouldn't leave like in the Chrysler building style or like how the what's that big building in New York? What's that one called? Empire State Building style.
Yeah, I'd love to live in like a old ass brick building that was like super modern in the inside.
You know? Oh, you like a brown, like old brownstone.
Yeah, you know, yeah. What I mean? Like you
yo,
just
those
put,
like you know the ones that you
like
always,
the Cosby's. You want to be a Cosby.
Anytime you see, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of anytime you see like a super new tech company. And they're always holed up in, like, the old mattress factory because yeah. I don't know why. Like, some of those old buildings, they almost, like,
they got character.
Spurn, like, and they spurn creativity. Yeah. I don't know why.
Because
I don't know why.
Because every time you walk into that building, you know that building has, like, a story. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This is where, like, motherfuckers came and, like, did shit for years or whatever the story might be behind it. But it's like
a loft atmosphere. Old school brick and mortar. Pillars in the middle of where you're working and stuff. Yeah. This is what my wife.
Yeah, so that's the gift.
This is the gift.
Word.
Yeah, it's her behind.
That's dope.
She tried to do it titties, but the titties don't work. Like, they're too big. It unless there's a form behind they're it. Like, she just did the big. Yeah, she just tried to do the titties by themselves. So, and I was like, why is she painting googly eyes? Like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, that's the titties. Like, so there's no form behind it. So you really can't get the contrast that is titties. Yeah. Like, you can see this is ass. Cause you see the leg, where the foot is, her calf, and everything like that, right? If it was just the ass, that's it. You wouldn't know what the fuck it is, right? And that's what she did with the titties on a smaller canvas. I'm like, babe, these didn't work out. And she's like, I tried to paint nipples on them, too. I'm like, oh, that's the googly eyes. I'm like, nah, I ain't showing that, though.
You know what was some dope art that's kind of on that, like, tip? Because that's super dope. I would want one of those.
Mm-hmm.
One of my dudes, he fucking got, I was in his basement and he's got like these four hands on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and they're not a kid's hands. They're like pretty big hands. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. You and your girl have hands on the wall. And he's like, nah, dog. He's like, look at the position of the hands. And I was like, oh shit. So they were downstairs painting. They dipped the paint. And he raw dogged their doggy.
And that's the two hands like there. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
That's
see,
some
that's
freaky
memories.
Shit.
That's memories, guy. Like, see, you go down, you just, yeah.
That's some freaky shit.
I know you like that.
That's dope. I think I might do that. Except, you know, I don't like being messy and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want the kids to walk in.
Just your hands, nigga. Goddamn, Liv.
Kid kicks in the door. Next thing you know, mom and dad are painted up, my asshole in the air. She
why do it when your kids are home? All these weekends, your kids
they always fucking home.
This nigga trying to roll out the paint when the kids are home. Why?
Tuesday afternoon. Homeschooling in the background. Like, we got some time. So
and why is paint on your asshole? Goddamn.
Not paint on my asshole, but if we're like that, then I gotta be in the back. So my asshole in the air. I'm not putting paint on my asshole. What you mean, nigga? Just on my hands.
I don't know. I thought you said your asshole was in the air. Paint
he verbatim
moment.
Said my paint ass in my asshole.
No, I said my asshole in the air. I didn't say paint on my asshole. God damn it. These niggas even try.
We here at the I Want All the Smoke podcast have made it a life's work to give you the most entertaining, most dangerous, and most hard-hitting podcast in the history of podcasting. But we can't do it alone. For as little as $2.99 per month, you can become a supporter of the I Want All the Smoke podcast. That very small donation can help us bring you better content, better visuals, and blow these other podcasts out the water with real numbers. That's right, only $2.99 per month. If you want to be a supporter, all you got to do is go over to pod.fan/IWantAllTheSmoke and click on become a supporter. We also have different tiered memberships from gold to platinum to get you exclusives, merchandise, and a whole bunch of other goodies. So head over to pod.fan/IWantAllTheSmoke or IWantAllTheSmokePodcast.com and click on become a supporter. Remember, wouldn't you like to help a podcast like us?
Anyways, speaking of verbatim, Do you guys have anything you want to talk about? You want to hit us with a subject? Anything that's on a...
I feel like there was something big that happened this week.
But Dre's out of the hospital.
Okay, and didn't he call, like, some meeting?
Yeah, I saw him in the studio. Like, DOC was there. Battle Cat was there. A lot of people were in the studio with him.
Yeah, I heard that he called, like, a meeting of all the Interscope producers. So,
oh, yeah?
I don't know. Maybe he's like, yo, y'all got to run the show while I'm recovering here.
Something like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
Drake is the first artist in history to get over 500 billion streams.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was 50 billion.
50 billion or 500? Let me check. I think it's 500.
I think it's 50.
Hold on, I'm looking this up here. But while 50 billion streams, you're right, 50 billion streams.
Still large.
Huge. 50 mm-hmm. billion is, that's a hard number to comprehend.
Yeah, like you can't even.
Do
you know what the funny thing is? Doesn't Bezos have 170 billion?
Yeah, he has a lot.
And didn't that, Elon Musk just surpass him?
No, isn't...
I don't know. Yeah. I heard he was getting close, or he surpassed him.
I think he did.
I swear he was, like, super close, and I swear I just saw that it was, like...
Yeah, you know why? It's because that Tesla stock price, yeah. Right? Because that's inflating his wealth, because that stock is out of control.
That, it's weird. Doesn't he think it's weird that we have conversations about other people's money? Like, who's the richest and stuff like that? Not us, but just in general. Like, is it weird that we were interested, like, in the Forbes list and who's the richest person in the world? Like, I was thinking about that, too. And it kind of struck me as, like, an odd conversation. Because usually, like, when it comes to finances and money and how much you got in your bank account, like, in private conversation, I don't know if it still is because I'm broke. But it's kind of taboo, right? Apart from, like, if we're having a conversation, I was like, yo, Idol, how much you got in your bank account right now? You can be like, why? You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Why are we so, like, as people, we're so fascinated with the richest people in the world?
Well, two things. I think all things that are taboo are, like, almost acceptable. Remember they used to tell you don't talk about politics or religion, and that's all the fuck we talk about now.
True. Yeah.
Like, that's all you ever see. And when it comes to money, it's not like we don't talk about each other, like, our money. We talk about some
other people's money,
rich ass motherfuckers that we don't even really know. It's not that personal. And this is like public knowledge. It's not like And I think it's just intriguing to, like, that's like a lifestyle that we all aspire to hopefully have, that we probably think we never will. So it's very
like a fantasy.
Fantastical,
Exactly. That's exactly what I was gonna say, is because you wish you had it. Like, you truly wish you had that much money, man. Even half, even a little bit of that. Like, give me one of 170 billion, give me 1 million,
yep,
and I'll live a fucking good life and invest it and fucking live off the divvies. Like, that's, like, 1 million. Could you imagine 170 billion? Like,
you know
where you're just where you're wealthy to the point where things don't matter anymore. It's just access does, right? Like, no one cares about any... there's no thing that can ever get me. Like, the real thing is that I fucking FaceTime Biden and he fucking answers. Mm-hmm. Because I have access to everything. That's when the real wealth, you know what I'm saying? So to have even a glimpse of that, or...
I was going to say, it's almost reverse. Like, Bezos is so rich that Biden's like, I FaceTime Bezos and that motherfucker.
Yeah, and then he hit me back. Exactly. My point, like, it's all about that access at some point. And it's like, we're still at the point where we want money for
goods,
materials.
Yeah.
We're not even we're not even in the access headspace, because I don't have a Benzo. So the shit that they wrap, because when you really think about it, like, wrap around a pole, like, they don't care. Like, that money is that infinitesimal to them. That's fucking fascinating to me, man.
But Pimp C say, crashed up the blue one, bought me a red. They don't care.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter, because it's so. It's like me and you crashing up $1,000 whip.
Do you think
it wouldn't be the end of the world?
Like, you'd be able to live that type of life? Like, do you think that just, like, mentally you'd be equipped to live that type of life? Is that, like, how do you think about that?
At this age, yeah. I I've thought about that. At 18, 19, maybe even 25,
mm-hmm.
I probably would have fucked that up so bad.
No wonder so many young rich stars and shit are fucked up.
Yeah, but at this age, drugs. I think I would be much better with like fame and or wealth. Like, it'd just be different, you know. Like,
yeah.
So what would you
see?
Do?
The thing is, yeah, go ahead. For me, it's like I feel like I'm at a point. I don't know why. Like, and I guess this is where subjectivity and relativeness all come into play. But I don't feel like I want excess. Now, does that mean I don't want like a nice fat house, his and her sinks, 16-foot ceilings, marble shit, nice his and her whips, maybe a house somewhere else, maybe a downtown shit, maybe a fucking vacation house. But see, that's nowhere near Bezos. So to me, that's just a good life, right? Yeah, like to some people, they might be like, whoa, nigga, that's excess. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like I want to excess. Do you know what I mean? Because if I had that and could just maintain it, I would be happy, man. I wouldn't need to exploit for more. Hopefully, it wouldn't corrupt me, because sometimes, like, at one point, maybe I will want more. Like,
it's, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was one of those things where that, even having that, gives you some form of access. And at some, yeah. And that form of access, it's like, let's say you're a platinum member to a hotel in Las Vegas. While you're sitting here in Calgary with your peers, it's like, yeah, I'm a platinum member at the Tangiers. Da 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 da. I got this, 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 and this, right? But then you go to the
What are you, Ace Rothstein?
So you know, that's one of my favorite movies. So you get, but you get to the Tangiers. You know what I'm saying? Even bring your homeboy. Let's say you bring your homeboys. It's dudes night or dudes weekend or whatever. You fly out to Vegas, regular class. Get to the Tangiers. They got the concierge service that brings you up. Da 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 da. But you're on the elevator with someone who's platinum level 6, and he gets to swipe his card and go up 2 more floors. And you're like, damn, I have the access, but now I could see that there is more. So it's not even like you don't want excess, right? But once you have the good and you see that there's better, you're just going to, I think just naturally as a human, you'd be like, how do I get that?
Because you're going to finally get to West Hills, mm-hmm. or wherever is large, Pump Hill. And then someone there is, Pump Hill is going to be their winter house.
Right.
And that's going to bug you now, because you're going to be like, well, shit, this ain't really shit. Like that Keeping Up with the Joneses, man, I think that's a lot of fucking misery and inhumanity.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? Two things. I feel like there is got to be a certain amount of wealth where those things actually don't matter. Like, and hear me out here real quick. Do you think, okay, for instance, the guy that runs Louis Vuitton, the LVMH group, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's like the 15th richest guy. No, he's probably in the top 10, but he's worth like 50 billion. Yeah. What access and what can't he get that Jeff, literally what do they have that separates them besides the money? Like they have access to the exact amount, same of things. Like they're just as equally as powerful. Like,
but we don't know that. There could be like at the 100 billion mark, there could be a secret bunker where only 100 billionaires meet every third Tuesday. And it's alien pussy. All it is down there is the finest alien pussy and Hypnotic. I don't know why they serve Hypnotic there. Don't ask me, but it's Hypnotic.
Because it's alien pussy. It's glowing blue.
It's glowing blue, exactly. And T-Pain playing. That's all it is out there.
That actually sounds.
You know what I'm saying?
That sounds right. That sounds like what it would be.
Yeah, and
like all those things go together.
Chilling, and it's like euphoria. There might be some new drug that doesn't get you high, but it gets you something beyond high or something like that. But at the 100 billion mark, you don't even have to spend money to have
people know
you have money, so they want to start giving you shit.
But
I will say this. I will say this. When you go from 100 billion to 170 billion, y'all probably just, even if you throw the number around as a joke, or something, but really, I don't think that there's much difference between you at that point.
It's like ego.
Except for, 70, billion is still economy changing money. Yeah. Like, I can still do things you can't and have your money still. Like, I still have more purchasing power, right? Like, no matter how you fucking slice it, right? Like, who's on your team, I'll pay him more.
But we had that conversation. We had that conversation the other day, too, because you really don't, like, you may be allowed, like, at 70 billion, you may be allowed in the Senate. But at 70 billion, you're not getting into the White House at 100 billion. So for us, we're like, yeah, 70 billion to 100 billion. What's 20 billion between rich white guys? You know what I'm saying? But to them, there's probably something extra that puts them over top. And it could be bragging rights. It could be you get the dance solo at the motherfucking Catalina wine mixer, whatever the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be something that they notice, something that is in that echelon to where they still want
to. It is probably ego, because think about it.
Oh, yeah.
In those circles, okay, I just got this vision of, like, Biden wanting to build a park, and the park is going to cost, like, $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
and he's in the room with LV and fucking Bezos, and he's like, but, you know, I really should be asking Bezos, because he's the one with the big money, right? like, you're still second.
Yeah.
Like, that, like you said, ego, I think, plays a part. You know what I mean? Like,
and Bezos, like this.
Chris,
but it's not like Kevin, it's not like Kevin it's not Hart, like Bezos. Kevin... It's not like one can and the other can't. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I said. Aside from ego, what really can you not purchase that the other one can?
Yeah,
but
I mean, unless you really, it is ego, right? Mm-hmm. Because I can purchase 70 more parks. That's what I can purchase, nigga. I got 170. You only got 100. Like,
but the thing is, when you get to that kind of wealth, it's not even cash anymore. It's not like you have $70 billion. Like, it's all tied up in assets. For instance, if I own 10 houses and you own one skyscraper, sure, your skyscraper is worth more than my 10 houses. But at the end of the day, you can't take, you know, 1,000 bricks off your skyscraper and go buy shit with it. It's still just tied up. Like, it's almost symbolic at that point. It's not even actual usable cash until you, like, sell it or strip it down or something with
but
it.
But you can't put 100 companies into your 10 houses. You understand what I'm saying? So the thing is, like, 72, because they're not going to want to go there. They're going to want to go into the office tower, right?
No, I agree. Like, I'm saying it's definitely worth more. I'm not saying it's not. But I'm just saying, like, it gets to a point where, like, their money is no longer cash.
Right.
It's just...
So then is liquidity the real king? Like, how much cash could you... How much cash could you produce today? That's really who the fucking real big dog is. Like,
right?
Fuck Bezos unless you can sell enough stock today,
right,
to give me a bill. Like, but if somebody has bill in a safe,
but it's not even. Like, but it's not even, right? Like,
I don't.
But
know.
At that point, it's probably all being built off.
I don't know.
It's probably being built off of credit, and you're still gonna go for the 100 billy credit before you go for the 70 billy credit, right? So
true.
You can, like, you can build 70 parks. You have the money, let's say, to build 70 parks. But when you're sitting in a room pitching next to Jeff Bezos, who has 100 billy, and then whatever comes with that afterwards, can you really build 70 parks? You may have the ability to, but can you, right? And I think that's the thing is like, the more wealth you have, the more it just puts you in a specific category to where it's like you said, 100%, it's all access. I think after you get to a certain point, it's all specific access, where it's political,
exactly.
Where it's economical. You have $100 million in your bank account. The bank is giving you credit that you never have to pay back, because the bank is just making money off of what you have in the bank. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
And that's why even in their house now, they're just on, like, they're on the tip where they're like, yo, this is hand polished teak from Tibetan monasteries. 13 years ago, they made it illegal to take anything out of Tibet.
Yeah.
Yet it's still here.
You just, right? They just like, need something to spend
I
it on.
I get fucking, like, I get shit that you will never get. Mm. How about that? Like, government officials smuggled my shit.
And they need to spend you know that money I mean? On something like, because it's, they don't need to buy a car. Oh, Elon Musk just
no,
give,
that's nothing,
like, you know how, you know, like, because you have rich white dudes tricking off of other rich white dudes. Elon Musk just gifted me the new Tesla.
Yeah.
Right? Now his stock's through the roof because you see Jeff Bezos driving a Tesla. You dig what I'm saying? You have yeah. So they don't so they need to buy baby seal skin shoes and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And the tiki Tibetan furs because they need to spend their money on shit that you nobody else can get.
So then here's the next question then. Mm. Do you think that if those types of money are so extreme and extravagant, do you think there's a problem with people being able to hoard that much money? And not help the world with it.
Fundamentally, yes.
Yeah.
Theoretically, okay. I don't know how you morally police that in a way that you know, because there's exceptions to a lot of rules. Like when I think of someone like Warren Buffett, would it be good for society if they limited Warren Buffett? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't see, and I guess here comes the existential question is maybe not limit him, but tax him properly. Now what you could say is that might ruin his motivation because now he's getting taxed and can't be everything that he wants to be because that greed, maybe that is pushing him.
Mm-hmm. True. And you know what? I actually agree with that. Like I said, there are those exceptions and I don't think Warren Buffett's motivated by that. Like he creates money because that's what he's just fucking great at. Like the money's not the reward for him. It's the growth of a business. You know what I mean? Like he really truly doesn't give a shit about being wealthy. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't even enjoy his money like that.
Yeah.
So it's and I mean that's probably not the greatest example because I'm just picking the one guy that actually I feel does things right
with rich as fuck. I know that was the one example we could choose greedier motherfuckers.
But you are right. Like for the average guy that's just a billionaire because he just wants to show off, he has that small dick syndrome. Yeah, I agree.
So if we're going to tax them properly, do we mean like tax them, of course, in a higher tax bracket, but don't allow. Now, this is just me of my vague knowledge of the U.S. tax system, which is from what Idol told me a couple of episodes back, without those extra tax breaks, because they're all taxed at a higher tax bracket already, but they have crazy loopholes and tax breaks that allow them to get money back in the end or not to not lose as much money on taxes because of these other tax breaks, right? So is that what we mean? Just tax them correctly? Like just tax them, no tax breaks for the rich, stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean like for instance, Amazon, I don't think they pay a single dollar in taxes in like 3 years.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, which is ridiculous when half their employees are on food stamps.
Yeah.
Right? But their excuse is, do you know how many economies we build? Mm-hmm. Like you want to tax us, we're the ones creating economies, which makes sense. But I'm like, do you need, is it in anyone's best interest for a single person to be worth $180 billion or whatever it is?
No,
at the expense of creating an economy that, yeah, sure, you give people jobs, but they're not livable jobs. Most of them, you know?
At all.
And not only that, but why does it, like, you can still do it. I don't understand why.
Yeah, you can still pay taxes and be rich.
Yeah, I don't understand. That's what I do. Like, there's no defense, really, except for you're greedy as fuck. Like, and we're talking about when you get to, like, the 100 billion level, right? Like, where, come on. Like, sometimes I even forget, like, $1 billion is 1,000 millions, not 100 million. Like, and 100 million is already, like, you're fucking, like, walking the earth different.
No, what? You even, like, $50 million is generational wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's generational wealth. So, we look at, like, people that have, like, you know, Oprahs and the
Yeah.
Michael Jordans, they're like poor billionaires. Yeah. Like, that's to actually fathom what $180 billion is, we can't even scope that. Like,
so do you think that, because we,
could you imagine?
We're in a capitalist society.
Absolutely.
And everybody, regardless, so how they got their money. So then at the end of the day, if someone that worked from a garage to $100 billion compared to someone who worked off the backs of workers to $100 billion, should they be taxed differently? Like, what's to say that they deserve to be taxed and they don't, right? Like, are we just taxing them because we feel that they have too much money? Are people saying that rich people are they're too greedy, they have too much money just for the simple fact that we don't? Or like, what's to legitimize someone that runs a company, regardless of the workers and everything like that, and saying, well, they should, there's something wrong morally with them having that much money. Of course, charity and everything like that is definitely something that is a benefit to society and something that I endorse and I encourage and everything like that. But just playing devil's advocate, if someone goes out and makes $100 billion, who's for anybody else to say, well, you're immoral unless you give some of it back?
The problem that I have mainly is that I think you'll be hard pressed to find anybody who has $100 billion that hasn't like largely exploited massive resources on some level.
Okay.
So right. That's the first problem. And I'm not saying there can't be ethical capitalism. I just don't think it's going to exist anytime soon. That's just my personal thought about it.
And if it does, it's not the norm.
No, it's absolutely not the norm. You know what I mean? And it is about the backs of the workers in my mind. Like, I don't want to get too fucking far, like, to whatever side here. But there is a part where maybe, like, even certain worker co-op, like, yo, why am I getting $14,000 a year? And yet I'm one of the cogs making Amazon run, yet Bezos has $170 billion. Like, he's never going to have to think about a thing in his life again. Mm-hmm. And I am toiling and barely can make it to work in a broken down car to make that business be what it is. Yes, I am a small cog, but it's still, I don't know, morally to me, there's like an unfairness there, man. And I don't know exactly how you break it, but maybe even low workers should get work incentives so that, like, maybe they should be getting good fucking bonuses at the end of the year. Like, you know what? Bezos made $100 billion. Give me 10 so that I can at least run my life nice. Mm-hmm. Like, there's got to be a percentage or something instead of just like, I'm on food stamps and Bezos fucking doesn't even wears a watch that doesn't even have hands on it. It just has diamonds because he doesn't think of time anymore. Like, that's just unfair. Mm-hmm. Like,
and I totally agree with both of y'all on the sentiment. I just wanted to play some devil's advocate with that. But
no, I know.
Let's say you had.
And keep in mind, I still consider myself a capitalist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that we should do away with capitalism and billionaires shouldn't exist. I just believe there is this space where you can make billions or make as much money as you kind of not need, but like make more than you need and not exploit people, or like, you know what I mean? Like if Bezos gave $50 billion to his employees, his standard of living would not change at all. And theirs would drastically change.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
If you have that power,
that's my exact point.
Now, I just feel like,
let's say you had that money. Let's say you had like $300 million. Okay.
$300 million
sitting in a safe. But you forgot the combination to the safe. Okay. And let's say, hold on, Bubba, I'm in the middle of a podcast. You want to say hi? Okay. Come off your hoverboard and come say hi. I did text mommy. Yes. Look at the text and see. You see, I'm in the middle of something. Okay, love you. Close my door. Let's say you had, what was I saying? My goodness. So let's say you had like $300 million and it was in a digital safe and you forgot the password and you have two more attempts to get that. And if you, the last attempt, when you fail, it encrypts everything and wipes it and you lose it. How, yeah. what would, what, what's going through your head? How did you feel? This is real. This is something that's happened.
Yeah, no, I would feel fucking terrible. I don't even know what I'd do, man. I've thought about that because I've wanted to. There, like, when my buddy told. Okay, full disclosure. Me and my buddy talk about it all the time. He told me to buy Bitcoin when it was $25 per coin. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and he was like, yo, man, he's like, listen, there's this technology. He tried to really explain blockchain to me. I don't know if you ever saw in one of those posts I talked about how like 10 years ago I was talking about pips and shit. Mm-hmm. This guy was the one who was teaching me about Wix and candle graphs and long ago. So he was like, yo, you should put a couple bucks into this Bitcoin thing. He's like, even just 25 a week or something. And I was like, well, how? And he told me about the digital wallet. And the first thing he told me is he said, if you lose the password,
oh my God,
it's gone forever because that's the point of Bitcoin. There is no database of your name and these passwords and none of it. So, hey, man, that sucks if you forgot that password. But shit, you should have even known better.
I'll be right back.
Should have known better.
Mm. So, just a little brief history on this one. Thaddeus is gone. Stephen Thomas is a Bitcoin millionaire, but he would be if you remember his password. The San Francisco software developer and CEO was an early adopter back in Bitcoin. Back in 2011, he produced an animated video explaining how the digital currency works, and for his efforts, a Bitcoin enthusiast awarded him 7,002 bitcoins. Later that year, he lost the password to his iron key, which is the USB hard drive that contains the digital wallet, holds the bitcoin. Since then, the currency value has skyrocketed, and Thomas's holdings are worth about 220 million US, which is about 321 million Canadian. Some of the things I said were, don't they have a forget password option? But basically, there's no forget password option when it came to these iron keys back in 2011, like forget password, send you an email, secret question, mother's maiden name type shit like that. He's like, Bitcoin is a decentralized system. If you hold your Bitcoins like he did, in a completely independent wallet, there's, no exchange with a bank, not any kind of institution, but just himself. So it's like cash. It's like holding gold. So if you have gold in your house and you lose it, there's no recovery process. Crazy. Yeah,
and that's part of the reason why Bitcoin is becoming what, like, a currency of the future, is because of that decentralization where no one has any control of you or your money. That's why there is no password data bank. Like, they don't keep it, man. Like, there's no way to know who you are ever. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the bonuses to it. So,
and Mans is like, he says that he's tried multiple ways of trying to think of his password, remember it, different recovery methods, going through old emails and stuff like that. Man said he stays awake at night staring at the ceiling. He knows there's $327 million sitting.
But dude, I don't, like, could you ever sleep again?
There'd be a lot of things.
Because if you didn't recover that money, it would probably ruin your life.
It would eat away at you.
Because you could, like, right? Because you would always be like, I should have $300 million. Like, it would plague you, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be hard to achieve things.
This is a strong man just for telling the world.
Yo, I should have fucking $300 million, man. I should have it.
I'd be getting food and everything. Like, I'd be getting everything on consignment from everybody. Like, yo, dog. You cover the check. You cover this check. What do you mean, bro? I just gotta get my password. I should have $327 million. So you just get the check this time.
You should just take a loan against that collateral.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's finding there. A hacker.
What they say?
It's all yours. If you can get it.
They said he just needs to find his ex girlfriend and that password to be found out like that. That's all he said. we're close to wrapping it up. We did a lot of talk about finances, so and money and rich people. It was a good little conversation. It's a good conversation.
It's important.
We didn't get political. That was crazy.
We did not.
The inauguration is happening on Wednesday. Do you think
are
they're
you guys gonna watch it?
I think I will. I want to see it. I'm kind of curious to see if they're gonna burn the states down.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see too what it's about.
Yeah, this is, and I remember someone on the radio was saying this is supposed to be like a joyous occasion in the States, like the transition to power, and this is like the first one of the first times in recent history where the transition to power is this is what everybody's fearing, the inauguration event. It's like no crowds. It's gonna be like the armed National Guard and da da da. It's looking like it's looking like something out of like Saints Row or so one of those fucking video games where the U.S. is just in like a totalitarian state or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
it's weird. But I'm in Canada eating my fucking poutine, just laughing, watching the world burn.
Didn't you think we kind of like surpassed these like medieval kind of time? Like I didn't think this would ever exist in my lifetime where you saw the United States like
there's a crumbling, an attempted coup of the United States.
It's not crumbling. But hey, I wanted to ask you guys. I don't know. Did we talk about that? Because that was one. That was the big thing. I think with Trump being banned off everything.
Banned off of everything indefinitely.
Did we talk about free speech last week?
No, I thought we were gonna. I wanted.
He got
to
banned
jump
off
that.
Pinterest. Who gets banned off? Pinterest?
He got banned off Pinterest. Are you lying?
How do you get banned off of Pinterest?
That's symbolic.
Oh my goodness!
If they're banning him on Pinterest.
I don't know if that was 100% true, but I just saw a meme of like all the things he was banned off of.
And there's Pinterest logo.
And then someone
else. He's no longer allowed to share Apple Spice Betty recipes.
That's what I said. No more infograms.
Oh.
But so do you think that his deplatforming is an attack on free speech?
I'd hate to say it.
Yes,
but yes.
And no.
Yeah, you go ahead. You tell them why yes or no.
Well, for instance, you know, like you can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater, right?
Yeah.
And that's basically what he did. Like, if you do that, you're not allowed to be in the movie theater no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you can't scream bomb on an airplane. Like, there's certain times your freedom of speech.
You can't
comes
go on,
dangerous.
So you can't go on Twitter and say the election was rigged?
I mean, he has done that, and
that's what's
okay,
getting but that's what's getting him banned because he's saying
voter
fraud
but,
thing and everything like
no,
that. So they're saying inciting lies.
So, but I mean,
they're claiming he's inciting violence.
The thing is that if you unpack it a little bit, if you're just doing that because you're trying to be dumb, mm-hmm. and you're saying the election's rigged, and so even though it's getting turned over in every court that it is not, then yeah, you tweeting that out is going to agitate people, mm-hmm. right, into thinking it's true. So I don't know, is that inciting some sort of violence or something?
But it's more than that. It's not that he's just saying the election's rigged. He's like, he said the election's rigged, and then he expresses that certain people should collect together at a certain space, and those same people should go to another space and maybe tell the rest of the world how they feel. Like, you know what I mean? It's not as simple as just saying,
no,
the election's
well,
rigged.
No, yeah, because, and you know what? You have to
he's
read
instructing
through this,
people
he's not gonna
to do
say,
certain
go
things.
Fuck shit up.
Yeah.
He's not going to say, go fuck shit up.
No.
So, like, you have, I agree with you a little bit, Thaddy, that you do have to look between those lines. But I also do think it's dangerous.
This is a slippery slope.
For him to be this canceled, man. Like, I feel like it was a little much. Like, can he work his way out of these bans?
That's why I said yes, yes and no. Because I don't know. I don't know.
and so if it is about free speech, then why doesn't terms of service matter?
I think it does, because the way I say it, it isn't an attack on freedom of speech, but in today's day and age, where we are the most vocal, we don't have freedom of speech. You dig what I'm saying? So if you sign on to Twitter, you're agreeing to the terms and agreement, right? And you're saying that by using their platform,
the terms of service.
Terms of service, or yeah. By using their platform, you're going to abide by their rules of their platform. And
that's a fair point.
Yeah, and unfortunately, their platform is a form of quote-unquote speech. So you have to abide by their rules when you're doing your speech. So I got banned, not banned, but I got, you know, when they flag your account and cancel it, and then
suspended.
You got to go in and submit and say, yeah, I won't do it again. I'll take off this tweet, and they put you back on because it was DJ Pooh tweeted the black dude that went to the uprising in, or the whatever, the Capitol riot, and I put Coons 911 or something like that, right? And Coon is a form of hate speech, and I got cited for saying hate speech, so they closed my Twitter account until I went and removed the tweet and then agreed to the terms of services again. So it's one of those things where it's like freedom of speech exists, but as soon as you use a private platform, because even though Twitter and everything like that is public, it's still a private platform, right? So it's still a they are owned by a company.
It's owned by somebody.
Yeah, they're owned by something, yeah. Right? So you have like just like you have freedom of mobility within Canada, but you cannot just walk into somebody's house. You know what I'm saying? If you walk into somebody's house and get forcibly removed, you can't say, well, I have freedom of mobility, because you don't.
But I would argue that that's not a public space.
Right, but Twitter...
You have freedom of movement in public spaces.
Yeah. It's a
Donald Trump wants to go out on the corner and start screaming his rhetoric, no one can stop him. That's the fucking public. His speech is not being taken away.
Yeah.
He can go outside and have his rally, and no one can stop him.
Yeah.
Right.
He just can't be on Twitter, which is like my comic store.
Right. Now, but with that being said, the bans, I do feel like there's an overuse of censorship on these social media platforms, because a lot of these social media platforms only want one side of the agenda pushed, and they disguise it as human rights and things like that, right? So you'll notice that if you look at Twitter, what it was before, if you look at Twitter and when it first came out to like 2010, it was huge. There was a lot of, mad extremists. There's a mad extremists on it. Mm-hmm. Right? And then it kind of it changes with the times, right? So now it says no hate speech, no this, that, and a third. But it does allow certain shit and not other shit too, which is kind of along the same lines. I don't have the examples offhand, but I do feel it was a bit of, I don't think it was like a taken away of free speech, but it definitely, it was an overuse of censorship. I don't think he should have been banned. I think they should have just deleted the tweets or locked his account until he deleted the tweets. And if he doesn't delete them, then he's locked indefinitely because he's not deleting them. If he does delete them, then it'll go about his business, right? Because at the end of the day,
I agree with that.
I do think they went a little hard. I can't deny that. Like, the fact that the nigga's banned on Pinterest. Like,
that's crazy.
Or just even showing, like, and even that was probably a little bit of a meme. But
this nigga's LinkedIn even profile.
Just everything, like, they turned off everybody's servers. Yeah. Like, but what do you want to do, man? The fucking,
they're also
for some weird reason, the most richest people in the world are liberal people,
and they're controlling what we see and how we see it. Sometimes I feel like the devil has to be in the details, and the details need to be in bold print. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing I liked about Trump being president, I found out exactly who were my enemies on Facebook disguised as my friends that didn't even know they were my enemies. I knew who the racists were. I knew who were this were. As soon as the Black Lives Matter thing hit, I knew exactly who should be in my circle and who shouldn't be, because the devil was right there in the details. Whereas sometimes maybe you need someone like Trump on Twitter, but then you got to look at, okay, we understand that he's inciting something, but there's still the responsibility of these people. It's like, oh, Trump said, let's go storm the Capitol, so we're storming the Capitol. Okay, so these dummies still did it. I think more of the onus should be on them. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he gets a warning. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but there should be more of an onus on the people who are actually taking his words and just using whatever they want to do and using into it, right? Like, you can't ban the Bible because of the Crusades. You can't ban the Quran because of jihad. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I will say that I am kind of enjoying the irony of the whole situation, because remember when Trump said, when they start looting, we start shooting.
Yeah, and that's exactly
and
what happened.
Then he mentioned a lot about, the media saying all this shit we should ban him off the media.
Yeah.
Because he didn't agree with what they were saying.
And as soon as the tables are flipped and people don't agree with what he feels victimized because he's doing, he's getting the exact medicine he was asking for other people. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, I'm like, is he angry about that? Like, could you be angry about asking for something for someone else and then getting the exact same treatment?
If you're someone that doesn't take responsibility for your actions or always has a "it wasn't my fault" because excuse for things that happen or negative outcomes, like Trump seems to do, then yes, you're going to be angry because of that. If you're someone that knows that even if whatever negative situation came out of it, even though you weren't directly involved, but you had to have taken steps to be put yourself in that position, you take accountability for whatever the fuck happens in your life, then you would look at it and be like, you know, well, I asked for it. But Trump doesn't take it. Trump does not hold accountability for shit. He is grown child. He's a man child.
I will say, the first time we were seeing him take a little, like that speech he made when he said, you know, these people do not represent our movement. Like, that was the first time you've ever seen him distance himself from those type of people. Ever.
Because he didn't want to be forcibly. Because
he lost.
He was looking at forcible impeachment.
He needed those people when there was an election to win.
Yeah.
He doesn't need those people anymore, and that's not a good look. It was a good look when they maybe made me president. It just wasn't a good look once I'm out. Like, I need to get away from them, because how would anybody else?
And I'm sure, like, they talked to when someone close to Trump said, listen, they're doing your second impeachment now, and if you do not distance yourself away from these people, this impeachment is going to bring criminal charges and possible incarceration. Yeah. Right, because you incited a riot. Regardless of how anybody looks at it, that's exactly how it's going to be seen. Regardless of,
and you know what? I mean, there is one nuance, and I don't know how this really stands or anything like that, and I don't know where I stand on this issue per se, but if you look at all the types of speech that are like, because you're like, oh, they don't let out the other side, like, so, but I. And I'm super torn because I would never want any free speech gone. But, like, what is the other side? Yeah. Like, one side is saying black people are marginalized and they're saying no. Mm-hmm. And, like, go home, niggers, because we're just going to keep that status quo. One side is saying the climate and the peace, like, the world is getting fucked up. The other side's saying no. Mm-hmm. We want to continue pumping coal into rivers to kill the planet.
Yeah.
One side is saying everybody matters and fucking, like, if whether you're gay, straight, or thing. The other side saying no. If we want to call you a man, no matter how hurtful it is for you,
right,
and you might go fucking kill yourself, we want to still do it.
Yeah.
One side is saying, like, that's the problem. So one side saying, yo, COVID hurts people, it might kill old people. The other side saying, I'm not going to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. So I know that it seems like it's their speech getting fucked up.
Right, yeah, and I know exactly.
But all the rhetoric they're kicking literally makes the world worse. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what to fucking say.
Well, that's the messed up thing, because in 2020, 2021, let's say from 2017 and on, we quickly became a society that was well aware of nuances. And it was like a shift from a society that, regardless of how you saw it, even outside, but the general society saw black and white. It's either this or that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There may be little subgenres, but you're either a man, a woman, or you're trans, but then what were you born as? You're either gay or straight. You're either black or white. You're either this or that. But now there's so many nuances, right? And people are trying to... Now they're trying, because of course, with what you said, like, people are saying, no, I don't want to wear a mask, but the wearing a mask saves people's lives. Everybody matters, whether you're this, that, and the third, but it's like, no, you have, but it's I want to call it kind of like a generational gap of black and white to nuance. And we have the people of nuance that have the right idea, and the people of black and white that don't want to accept that right idea. But then you have, since we become the nuanced society, that this has become the majority. And now you see everything flowing over to this to protect these citizens. But because the companies like Twitter, Facebook, CBS, the TV shows, are all still products of that black and white generation that are just trying to make sure that the majority is happy so they don't get canceled like Roseanne and everybody else. They're their overcompensation. I'm not saying because of the Trump thing or anything like that, right? But there's an overcompensation factor to where a lot of people are getting canceled like that for really relatively nothing, right? Because there hasn't been a transition. It's been just a quick flip on his head. Like, if you think about it, one day George Floyd dies, and for whatever reason, that was the catalyst to where Black Lives Matter was everywhere. I'm talking on video games and this, that, and the third. Whereas like, 3 weeks prior to that, I think it was Sandra Bland got shot up. You know what I'm saying? There's riots. I remember I was going through my Facebook, and 6 years before that, we're sitting here saying, why are cops still killing us? And for whatever reason, there was that catalyst. You know what I'm saying? When did Cap start taking a knee? It was eons ago, right? So yeah. I feel like everything just flipped. There was the younger generation is the majority now. They're more in tune with social injustices and civil rights and things like that. And they're trying to, I guess it's middle white America. You know what I'm saying? It's the country's still being run by old white people. The companies are still, most of the companies are still being run by old white people, except for the social media companies. But they're always going to aim towards the majority because that's their base. Just like Trump. Trump got elected because he went towards his majority, which was just rednecks and racists, right? And I feel like it just flipped it on his head, and there's no time for an adjustment, and there's like a huge amount of overcompensation. Some of it for good, because sometimes you need to overcompensate, and sometimes there's people getting canceled for no reason. Let's say Kevin Hart not being able to do the Oscars because of tweets that he put out 10 years prior. To whereas, like, okay, yeah. Well, 10 years ago, I was a different person.
Yeah, I do think that the cancel culture is, like, totally out of control. And I do think that there is, I do think it's a little out of control, especially for jokes you said 10 years ago when the world was a different place. Like, that whole everything stays on a computer is, like,
and the fact he apologized for that, too.
Yeah, and he apologized. And what more can you do, man? People grow and
apologize again?
Like
it's like,
yeah. He apologized before it even came out. Before it even came out as a big thing,
I kind of lost my train of thought, but what I was going to go say is that when you look at the majority, like you said, if you think that these companies are only interested in making money and they're kicking these messages, whether it be and kicking these people off their platform, then what does that mean? Mm-hmm. That means that the majority of people feel that way. Yep. Man. It's not necessarily a super woke move. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm not saying squash the minority. You know what I'm saying? Obviously not. But
yeah, it's definitely
don't try to act like it's only a woke move. If that's just maybe how the majority feels, they're just playing to the majority to make more money. If you're about a capitalist society, then let the motherfuckers make their billions and push them. Like, I don't understand why it's a big problem. Like,
I do. In my closing argument is I am kind of happy that they did take Trump off. Because, A, I get real annoyed when, like, news companies are like, lazy as hell. A tweet becomes news. You know what I'm saying? Like, so yeah. It's like, oh, Donald Trump, da-da-da, latest news, Donald Trump says, da-da-da. It's like, did he say this or did he tweet this? Oh, he tweeted this. That's not news if I can get the exclusive. If I have alerts on for what Donald Trump says or whoever on Twitter, and I see it before CNN broadcasts it, that you don't have breaking news, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Do your due diligence. Put a motherfucker in a trench coat and a hat that says press and a thing sticking out the side. This is, you know what I'm saying? And a little notepad thing, and let this motherfucker get the scoop. You know what I'm saying? That's my closing argument. That, and I will not see, I'm not going to see breaking news from Donald Trump because of a tweet anymore. That's what I like about that shit. Get the scoop.
You got any closings, Daddy, or what?
I like the
scoop. That glass of beer is done. This dude is sitting pretty.
Yo, Daddy, I like to say Daddy drinks but can't handle his liquor, bro. This nigga get drunk quick.
What are you talking? Am I that drunk?
No. Give us your closing.
Pointing it out is fun.
I don't even know what to say. I guess have another beer, buddy.
No. Speaking of which, where's your? Oh, you go. Just hit the final story, fam. Go ahead.
Fuck! Now you just threw me off again.
I apologize.
Fuck. We were talking about capitalism, Trump tweets,
beer,
Trump being deplatformed.
Oh yeah, yeah. I kind of do agree with Will in the sense that it will be nice to kind of go back to what news should be, which is relatively boring. Sensationalizing Donald Trump for 4 years, like,
oh my goodness,
every day the guy was like, every single day, it's very unnecessary. I think it's somewhat toxic and doesn't help anybody. So
it's mind warping.
I think it is.
I wonder if the media is scared, man, because that's a lot of bylines and clicks gone.
They are. I was watching Bill Maher, and apparently a lot of media is saying, you know, ratings are going to go down.
Yeah, like, come on, let's be real.
Yeah, there's glued to CNN all day for now, like.
Yeah, because he ain't doing something wild.
Yeah.
Put a nigga in a trench coat.
Politics should be boring. It shouldn't be this sensationalized.
Fucking C-SPAN was a fucking thing. Like, put a nigga in a trench coat, like I said. Give him a fedora and let him get the spook.
With a feather in it.
Yeah. No, not the feather, the piece of paper that says press. That's
press.
Oh yeah, the press ticket or whatever his credentials. I gotta go.
You gotta go? You got no
No. I just meant like y'all niggas is wild.
Oh. You got closing? Let's hit you close.
Yeah, I did say the closing. Oh, that was your closing. Okay. It was just I did hit them with the closing, man. My closing was just about the fact that they're obviously playing to the majority.
Yeah.
Even if they want just money, even if they're money hungry, so we're on the total capitalism side, then they're putting up these messages because they believe that's what will make them the most money, so let them make their money.
I fucks with it. All right, that was episode 122 of I Want All the Smoke.
That's what you're listening to.
It's a lot of fucking, 122 weeks, give or take.
It's a lot of smoke.
It's a lot of smoke. Fire alarms going off. Where can they find y'all? Individually.
J Thaddeus Music.
If you tell these motherfuckers to Google you one more time, I'm kicking you off. just Google me. I'm J Thaddeus. You'll find me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could Google me and you'll find me, but Will Hayes doesn't want me to do that. So I guess type in www.facebook.com/JThaddeusMusic.
There you go.
Yo, man, he's forward slash. Why you gotta hit him with the IT, nigga? Don't worry about it.
Hey,
yo, you can find me
because he won't let me say Google.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram at Idleverse. You can find me on Twitter, and yeah,
there you go.
Or you can Google me.
Do the Google.
Check me on LinkedIn.
One thing I wanted.
do you have a Pinterest account?
check me on MySpace.
Where's your absinthe? Y'all had an absinthe?
Yeah, it's only got a few sips left. It got torn up this weekend.
There you go. Yo, oh, I just imagine, like, this nigga and his girl drunk off of absinthe. No kids. They probably got jungle music on. Erykah Badu pussy incense burning and shit like that. Butt naked with fucking curtains on the floor just getting freaky. That's what they do. That's what they do. Absinthe. That's the type of people that fucking drink absinthe.
Guy, that sounds good.
It does,
that
right?
Good. Yeah, it's just like fucking bongos and shit, just naked, like oiled up, fucking palm leaves, drunk off absinthe. That sounds dope.
Oh shit.
Nah.
No. You. Let me edit that video. We'll put it on Twitch. You can find me on all social media platforms. I am Will Hayes. But more importantly, you can find all of us, www.iwantallthesmokepodcast.com. You can find merchandise on there, and you can find the latest episodes, _iwantallthesmoke on Instagram and all the smoke pod on Twitter. We keep getting mistaken for the All the Smoke podcast, the basketball podcast with them two basketball niggas. That's not us. So if you're listening to this and you stayed to the end, that means you found out it wasn't them, and you still enjoyed us. We appreciate you. If you left early, you're not gonna hear this. So go suck your mother. And with that, we out this motherfucker.
You think this is a game? This ain't a game. This is real life.
I want all the smoke, the podcast that ain't afraid to speak the truth, motherfuckers.